this helps in strategizing for adapting the revenue cycle to APMs. There are some process optimizations which are required, where streamlining of revenue cycle processes to enhance the efficiency and reduce the administrative overhead has to be thought of, which would also accelerate the revenue cycle capture through optimize the workflows, and automation of the workflows has to be taken into consideration. There are some technological integrations which has to be implemented, like investing into the technologies such as EHR or revenue cycle management softwares, or some analytical platforms to distribute or support the data-driven decision-making and performance monitoring. There is constant need of training and education, which has to be provided in a comprehensive way, so that a cycle of staff on APMs and value-based principles could be trained and educated in a proper way. It also enhances on alignment with organization goals and foster a culture of continuous learning to improvement. There is a constant collaboration and communication need, which would help in understanding how the staff, clinical teams, and other stakeholders interact or collaborate with each other. The facilitating of the workflows for each organization objectives has to be clearly communicated in a seamless fashion for the alignment of these workflows. There is always a risk-sharing agreements which will get involved into APMs. So what exactly are these risk-sharing agreements? Risk-sharing agreements redefine the financial responsibility in the healthcare. They involve the shared accountability of the cost and quality of the care. To explain this in a better way, if the orthopedic department is not doing good, eventually the physiotherapy department won't be doing good. So, if we enhance the orthopedic department, then only the physiotherapy department would work is the conclusion part of it. So the risk of arrangements which are being done to mitigate all the risk factors into the APMs are to be considered. So equal responsibility has to be shared. They involve a shared accountability for the cost and quality of the care. Understanding the risk involved into arrangement of this is crucial for providers as well as payers. These agreements promote collaborations and alignment of the incentiveness. They also aim to provide patient outcomes while controlling the cost of it. There are different shared saving models where pediatric department and the gynec department have a different models altogether. They work collaboratively as well as they work on an individual level. So different shared saving models. After delivery, the pediatric comes into play, who would take care of the baby, and gynec would take care of the mother. So here, shared saving models come into play, where providers and players are share cost from savings for the efficient care of the delivery. The capitalization of this cost is basically provided into fixed amount per patient for all healthcare needs. So there is fixed amount which has been given as a delivery cost. In that delivery cost, a pediatric is attached along with the gynecologist. So there is a fixed capitalization or a fixed amount cost for this particular healthcare need. Bundled payment, single payment for all care related to specific conditions or procedures. When TKR is basically done, total knee replacement, the cost of physiotherapy, or probably first stage of physiotherapy, is been involved into the TKR procedures as a part of bundle payment activity or a single payment activity for all care related to specific conditions. Each model has a unique implications for providers and payers. Understanding the difference helps in selecting the appropriate model. So, understanding how exactly which care would be needed for which kind of disease condition, and how we could each model could be unique in implications or providing the care is important aspect in assessing the care. roles and responsibilities for this risk sharing activities. There are providers basically with delivery of high quality, cost effective care and adhere to quality standards. Focus on patient outcomes and efficient resource utilization. The payers basically provide a financial resource and monitor provided by the provider performance. Most of these payers observe the financial resource which are being shared and monitor how exactly all the providers have been performing and gazing them into the healthcare services. The outcomes of each healthcare provider is assessed and distributed and rewarded accordingly. There are penalties based on this particular performances, and both parties collaborate to ensure that delivery of this basically outcome or this particular model is is based on care. Basically, the providers have a financial risk if one provider is not performing according to the target or if it is not meeting up the target. Opportunities to earn incentives for achieving this quality and cost of good is by gaining maximum benefit in each of the segments of these providers. Benefit from reducing the cost and improve quality care. Just to counter the market, basically all of the companies or all of the strategies or all of the models are based on high value products. But to counter the cost, they reduce the cost of this care with same quality care, which may incur losses to the providers if underperform and cost could exceed the budgets. So financial implication which drive collaboration and performance needs to have an improvement efforts, or else it would be making the most backed out financial decision which may result into losses, permanent losses or permanent damages to the healthcare provider. There are some strategies to mitigate the risk in the risk sharing agreements. The care coordination. To improve the communication and coordination among the provider, there is a reduced duplication of services and ensuring seamless transactions of the care. Data analytics, basically understanding the high-risk patients and optimizing the care management strategies, we are able to anticipate how the utilizations of each predictive model help in utilization of the patterns. There is also regular monitoring of the key performance indicators to assess the outcomes. It also helps in improvement and measuring the impactfulness interventions of each service by performance monitoring. The value-based coordination also helps in negotiating the clear context with defining the metrics and incentives. It also helps in aligning the expectations and promote the transparency in reimbursement models. There is a provider engagement which fosters the collaboration between owners and accountability among the providers. It also enables the decision-making processes and improves the quality improvement initiatives, which would help the provider engagement to gain a wider aspect or a patient satisfaction aspect more. What exactly is the value-based contracting system? Value-based contracting represents a paradigm shift in healthcare payment system, emphasizing on quality over quantity. It really reflects the traditional fee-for-service model by incentivizing provider based on value and effectiveness of the care delivery. The collaboration between healthcare providers and payers is paramount to ensure alignment of goal and objective. The primary goal of value-based contracting is to enhance patient outcome while stimulating reducing healthcare costs. This model actually signifies a fundamental transformation in healthcare by reimbursement models, methodologies, and driving towards more patient-centric and value-driven approach. It helps in redefining the payment structure based on care of the quality. Also, how the collaboration to establish the relevant quality metrics have been provided. It targets basically the insurance, the adherence to the quality standards. It is achieving to basically surpassing some performance benchmark and patient-centric care delivery approach. The importance of value-based contracting are basically enhancing the care of the quality by incentivizing the improvised patient approach, mitigating the healthcare costs by promoting efficient and effective care delivery, incentivizing the providers and payers to the foster care coordination, and encouraging the collaboration among stakeholders to optimize the care delivery. It also drives to an innovation where healthcare delivery and payment models for sustainability improvements can be achieved. There is a complete setting for quality measurements and key performance indications for healthcare outcomes. These performance targets are basically meeting predefined performance and goals and standards defined by the industry standards and norms. Financial incentive. Rewards provides for meeting or exceeding performance targets. There is shared saving or risk providers basically for the financial risk and benefit based on the outcomes of the patients which have been achieved during this particular phase. Patient-centered care delivery. This is the basically approach which most of the healthcare providers are seeking out to apply. They prioritize patients' needs first, preferences and experience throughout the care continuum. It recognizes patients as an individual with unique backgrounds, values and concerns. The core principle includes respect, empathy, communication and collaboration. There are some tailor-made treatment plans which address the individual patient community under circumstances and under certain goals. It also emphasizes continuity, accessibility and cultural competency in care delivery. There are key principles in patient-centered care. Respect and dignity. It upholds patient autonomy and dignity in care decisions with interactions. There is always empathy and compassion, which demonstrate the understanding and support for the patient's emotions and physical needs. There is always a communication and collaboration which fosters open dialogue between the partnership between patients and the healthcare providers. There is an individualized care approach which adapts to the accommodate patients' unique preferences, beliefs or circumstances for that matter. There is also a continuity and accessibility approach which ensures access to cares and coordinates services across the healthcare settings to provide the best possible healthcare services amongst the individual. By having all this thing into consideration, financial implications of value-based contracting helps the providers may face financial risk for not meeting the performance target or exceeding the cost. This conversely can earn incentives for achieving or surpassing quality and cost benchmark. Payers benefit from reducing the healthcare cost and improving the care quality when providers perform well. The effective financial risk management strategies are crucial for provider and sustainability and success of this particular model. The value-based contracting necessitates robust data analytics and performance monitoring mechanism. There are successful strategies which have been for value-based contracting. We have to be very clear in quality metrics and establish a measurable quality indicators which would align with the patient outcomes and satisfaction. There has to be foster provider pay collaborations which would transfer the patient communication and alignment of the goal between providers and the payers. There are certain data-driven decision-making about understanding how exactly the performance has been taking place, how what is the current trend which has been going on, or how to drive the improvements among the current quality of care. Engaging patients in care decision-making and understanding how exactly the active participation of their care plans have been taking place. Encouraging the continuous quality improvement program where probably some culture activities or culture innovations, culture learning could be optimized into care delivery part and could be enhanced into continuous quality improvement. There is future direction in value-based contracting which has to be taken into consideration. Certain evolution of value-based contracting towards more comprehensive and integrated models approach has to be taken into consideration. There has to be proper approach of emphasizing on the population health management and social determinants for the health and community engagement. There has to be continuous innovations in payment methodologies and care delivery models in each segment. There has to be expansion on value-based contracting as well as traditional Medicare program to commercial players and Medicaid to how the integrated approach could work on. There has to be equal opportunities for the stakeholders to collaborate and drive a meaningful improvements in healthcare delivery and outcomes. What exactly is the introduction to technology and analytics in value health value-based care? Technology and analytics play pivotal roles in transforming healthcare delivery and reimbursement models. They empower the provider to improve the patient care, streamline the operations, and enhance the outcomes. Each of them have a different approach, each of them cater a different segment, and each of them have a different role to be provided, to be catered into the same system. The integration of the technology and analytics is essential for success of value-based care implementation. This section explores how technology and analytical support of value-based care can drive the healthcare innovation. It highlights the synergetic relationship between technology, analytics, and value-based model principles. How technology supports value-based care? Just for example, EHR, basically electronic health records, enables secure about the patient information, promote care coordination, and inform clinical decision making. This helps into understanding how exactly the all the aspects of the care are being taken into consideration into one possible technological enhancement. Similarly, in telemedicine and remote monitoring, it facilitates into remote consultation, enables how the proactive health monitoring systems work, and support of the patient engagement happens. Also about HMI system or health information exchange. The enhancement of inoperable or frustrated data has been shared on a continuous care basis, which helps the continuity of the care in healthcare settings. They also identify the tools basically which would help into population health management tools, like understanding the target innovations or optimizing the population health outcomes for data-driven insights. There's also a CDISC clinical decision support system, which assists in evidence-based decision-making and reducing the medical errors and improving quality care. Understanding the huge data and making a proper predictive analysis, forecasting of the health outcomes, and identifying the risk patient, high-risk patients of the patients, and proactive care management helps in understanding how important analytical data could sound it for a value-based care model. This is also a performance measurement which happens basically to tracking out how what indicators are necessary and how the assessment of the quality of care would demonstrate to the stakeholders. There is a risk stratification. The segment patient population and prioritized interventions and allocation of the resources effectively based on the risk level. There is identification of the trend, disparities, and opportunity for intervention at the population level to understand the population health analytics. To analyze basically the reimbursement trends and manage the financial risk, there's optimized revenue cycle performance which would take. So this entire, all sections come in under financial analytics, which analyze the, how exactly the financial risk would take place and how exactly we would analyze which reimbursement structure would work for which financial segments. Analyzing the data, we would be able to understand the quality outcome, quality care outcome, and how exactly the quality care can be leading to the evidence-based care. This helps in betterment of the patient outcome. Also enhancing the care coordination and communication. It facilitates in seamless information exchange and participates into collaborating with care and teams and reduces the medical errors and helps in understanding how the care transformation would take place for different type of people. There are different type of increasing efficiency and reducing cost, streamline workflows, which eliminates the waste and opportunity of the resources utilized across the care for continuous and increasing efficient care foundation. It also ensures that empowering of the patients for promoting an engagement in the care journey enhances the access to information, also supports the shared decision making. It's supporting value-based payment models, which are basically based on infrastructure or the tool, which are based on the implementation process. The classic example of this is in a cardiac model or in a cardiac hospital, the cost of cath lab utilization is involved in any cardiac surgery. Thus, the value-based implementation of the infrastructure or the performance tracking is managed into that. Comprehensive assessment begins with understanding the patient needs and performance and goals for this, developing the personalized care plan. Each plan is developed in a certain way or in a certain aspect, which would determine or which would be helpful in understanding how the personalized care plans are being designed. It also facilitates in seamless exchange of patient information among providers to ensure and coordinate care delivery. It also involves in implementing, monitoring the care plans, which could be tailor-made for a particular individual or it could be value-based. There are some referrals and transactions for each of the transactions which are being made. This coordination into specializing diagnostics or community services are to be ensured for continuity of the care which has to come from the come to the hospital. There has to be continuous monitoring and follow-up of track of the patient's progress and evaluation, which would help to understand how exactly the patient care has been taking place. Understanding the collaborations in the healthcare. There are some shared goals and objectives, collectively defining the prioritizing the patient-centric goals and guiding the care of the delivery. It's open communication between patient, the trust members or the healthcare team for that purpose, and transparent communication about how exactly this mutual respect would happen. Recognize this, recognizing and leveraging this unique expertise and contributing to each team member for optimizing the patient care. There's always a share information and transparency, which helps in promoting the decision making and engage in caregiving plans of the patients. This helps in enhancing the care quality as well as patients' outcome and drives efficiency across the care continuum. There are certain regulations considered in value-based care. Healthcare reform incentives, which impact the delivery of the reimbursement models and care delivery systems and quality reporting requirement. The payment reforms, because accountability of each care organizations and bundle payments episode into payment of incentivized value-based delivery cases, and thus it there are some reforms or there are some regulations, restrictions done by the government of India for releasing this kind of payments. Quality reporting, mandate reporting of quality measures, how the patient has been performing, how the outcome has been performed, how what kind of care processing has been ensured, and accountability and transparency has been maintained. What privacy and security standards are being taken into consideration while safeguarding the Patient Privacy and Confidentiality Act. There are some frauds and abuse preventive measures which has to be taken into consideration to determine whether improper billing practices or improper fraudulent activities of prosecutions or unlawful conducted in healthcare are being conducted. So some fraud and abuse preventive measures which has to be taken into consideration. Some compliance related to healthcare regulatory are to be taken into consideration to participate in value-based care. Operational challenge, basically understanding the reserve constraints and technology investments for healthcare organizations. Financial implications such as payment adjustment, impact of financial sustainability in healthcare organizations, and quality improvement for safety incentives across the care contingents of the patients. Thus, understanding the technology and analytics are indispensable tools for driving innovations and enhancing the care delivery to improve the patient outcome in value-based care. The care coordination and collaborations are fundamental principles that provide a patient-centric approach and continue care. The regulations consider our landscape basically impacting the healthcare delivery, also influencing the success based on value care purposes. As the healthcare continues to evolve, there would be addressing regulatory challenge and essential for achieving the success in value-based care model. There would be some future trends and consideration like harnessing the power of emerging technologies and artificial intelligence, machine learning, predictive analysis to drive into innovations in value-based model. Some care models which would adopt some new care models such as true telehealth services, remote patient monitoring, virtual care delivery, or changing needs of the patients and providers. There would be some policies which would be anticipated or regulatory challenges which might impact this value-based care reimbursement and quality report manner. There would be also focus on health equity and access on prioritizing the health equity and diversification, inclusion of value case based care model. Thank you.